Okay, hope everybody is doing well and had a wonderful Shabbos. We're now ready to sort of take the next step in the sugya, which is the specific Chanukah connection. But of course, let's just do some quick chazara in terms of what we had seen on Erev Shabbos. So we had been discussing the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban is projecting the idea that Halal is the Raisa, Ikaro Shel Halal. He has to contend with the Mefurish HaGemara and Brachos and Daf Yedalad that Halal is the Rabbanan as opposed to Kriyat Shema, which is the Raisa. And we'll get to that. So all of the groundwork that we had done in terms of laying a foundation, being mechalik between different typologies of Halal, was exploited by the Ramban. The Ramban, unsurprisingly, was very aware that there were different typologies of Halal. And the Ramban says that in his judgment, the Shita of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, of which the Rambam was so vociferously critical, right, that Halal's Daraisa can most naturally be applied to two typologies of Halal. It's going to be more difficult to justify it in the case of a third. And the Makor itself is not clear, and the Ramban is willing to concede that point also. So let's review. What was the Ramban's real contribution to the discussion? Where the Ramban says, not only do I think it's plausible that Halal is Daraisa, but I'm convinced that Halal is in fact Daraisa. In which two cases? Which typologies? Eitan, you first. Go ahead.
Halal about Kiddushas Hayomi says maybe, and he says about Halal al Bar Mitzvah.
Right. So for sure, in terms of Efter Yisrael Shochten Pischeim Benot Lanesulavayan, that is absolutely clear to him. And in terms of Hashir Yelacham Kelel Hiskadesh Chag, even though that pasuk doesn't appear in the Chumash, so he does like the idea that Halal Midin Kedusha Sayom Dikri Moe, there's Iktish Basias Malacha, that is in all likelihood the Raisa as well. Now, what do you do with the Gemara in Brachos, which says that Halal is the Rabbanan? So for that, he has two possibilities. Says maybe we're talking there about Rosh Chodesh, right? Which doesn't quite qualify. Yamim she'ena yachid gomer v'hanes ha'halal, right? And some of you guys had a beautiful thought, right? That Rosh Chodesh, maybe that sort of suffers from the Shabbos type of a problem. It is an ikri moed. Ilan pointed out, every 30 days, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, really does make it irregular. But on the other hand, right, it's something that doesn't come up once a year. So maybe you have an echo of that Mecharif or Megadev type problem. So he says, maybe the Gemara in Brachos is talking about Rosh Chodesh. And then he says, maybe the Gemara in Brachos is actually talking about... Ilan, go ahead.
Hanukkah.
Right, exactly. Okay, right, because even in the Gemara in Arach and Daf Yud, right, Ilan, what does the Gemara say about Hanukkah?
That it has none of the criterion to be listed, and then we say, Mishum Nisa.
Right. So the Ramban seems to have figured out that that's a really good place to draw the line. Right? And that's the Ramban's way of actually getting back to a point that we first saw Rashi bring up in Pesachim Kaf Yud Zayin, Kigon Chanukah, right? That Chanukah probably doesn't fit into the standard Kedushas Hayom model of Halal, right? And if anything, the Ramban's doctrine is all the more compelling because the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin refers to that typology of Halal as explicitly not Doraisa. What does it call it? Okay, Eitan, back to you. Very quick today.
Takana Sanavim.
Okay, excellent. Takana Sanavim. I didn't mean today, as opposed to other days. I wasn't saying, Hayom velo lamachar velo esmal. I was just saying, very quick today. Okay, so that's exactly right. Now, if you're going to make a claim that something is Doraisa, so as Noam Barinholtz, likes to say, where the rubber hits the road is where in the Torah? Right, it's all well and good to say that something is a din min haTorah, but it's got to be actually somewhere in the Torah, or does it? So Noam, what does the Ramban have to say about that?
It says it's like the corollary of
Chatzot's
Rosh
for Yisrael. Beautiful, right? So v'yom simchas chem moadechem, inconvenient there uver osheichad sheichem. Right, that doesn't work out so well. But utikatem v'chatzot's Rosh v'ayu lacham zikaron lifnei elokeichem.
Ani Hashem Elokecha. So I don't see anything about Hallel in that pasuk. So Noam, what's the, he does some fancy footwork, as Rabbi Adler would say, this is the PQ calculus, right? So he says, okay, well, it's not explicit, but what's the move that the Ramban pulls?
So for Eight Sarah, we learn Tefillah, I think, from Chatzot's wrote. So we're also going to say for a happy time, you have some like sort of Tefillah.
Yeah, right. So that's what Friedman wanted to say. You know, that it's like it's very elegant that for the Ramban, but like what did the Ramban himself say? I mean, I appreciate, by the way, you're, you know, promoting me in such a dramatic fashion, but you
know. I don't remember whether Ramban himself said that.
Okay. I thought you were doing it deliberately. Okay, thanks. You know, one day, maybe. So whether Ramban himself, so he says, you know, it's true, you know, you may say that there's no halal in this pasuk, but it's really there, it's just hiding. Avi? Right. So he says that based on the Gemara, also in Arachon, just the next page, right, where it talks about Minayim Lashira, Minay Torah, there are many different possibilities there. Actually, we saw this last year, we were learning Ketzad Mevarachim, right, we saw actually this Gemara, Avoda Savoda, or Tachas Sholavata Shamokecha Besimcho Vituv Levav. And he says, you know, the Kalim, Dahainu the Chatzotros, in this case, are just, right, Livisume Kala. They just, you know, add in a little bit of harmony, but, you know, Beikaron, the truth of the matter is that Ikar Shira is Bepeh. So there it is. So that's one possibility. What was the other possibility? Is what I like to call the nuclear option. David, go ahead.
There'd be a halacha l'moshe misina.
Right, so if you really can't find a makor, but you're convinced of something, you know, that's always out there, right? It's just halacha l'moshe misina, that halal is, in fact, right, adin d'araisa, it's just communicated, you know, to Moshe Rabbeinu via the oral tradition, but it's not written anywhere in the Torah. So that is another possibility that the Ramban is willing to consider. Now, you know, we kind of have a third possibility here, which, of course, the Ramban doesn't mention, but given that Noam has already given me a battlefield promotion for the day, so what might we suggest based on the structure of our shiurim that, no, there actually is a shira Shabbat Torah. I'm trying to give it away here, but in a subtle fashion. Levi?
Yashir.
Right. The shir Shabbat Torah, as Yashir Moshe Avnei Yisrael, that serves as the paradigm for the Takanas Hanaviyim. So again, you can say that's a sui generis phenomenon. You know, that maybe it's not replicable. Maybe it really was only in that case because it's all of Klal Yisrael and it was exactly in that moment totally spontaneous. So maybe it's not really replicable. Maybe, you know, it's a unique moment and so fundamentally distinct that, you know, everything that follows in its way could only be a derivative, you know, first-level derivative if you're doing the, keeping the calculus metaphor here, so that, you know, lowers it down to a Takana Sanavim. Shimi is giving me some approval for the extended analogy. So if we take the first-level derivative from Shir Shabbat Torah, we're left with a Takana Sanavim. Okay, you know, but that might be another possibility as well, and I'd like to come back to that idea. Because I actually think that once we see, especially the Rambam Shita about the Megillah, I think we'll have something, I hope, of a value to add to the conversation. Okay, so that's the background. So now we're ready. I know it's a little bit anticlimactic now that, you know, the Yimei Halo Vehoda themselves are over, but, you know, this is just further proof against, you know, those who claim the protocols of the elders of Zion, like if we could really control the world, we for sure would not have allowed for we should not have allowed for the snow day last week to disrupt our plans. So again, you know, for those who want to be honest about it, you know, clearly we're subject to the forces of nature as well. But you know, people are hard to convince. So the Rambam, in his presentation, we'll take a look in just a moment. So the Rambam notes in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah that there are how many mitzvos? Right, Ben Sion's holding up the two. Okay, the victory sign. So Ben Sion Churchill Rotblat, right? So so he's holding up the two. That's correct. The Shtayim Mitzvos Midivrei Sofrim Ve'ena Mina Minyan, by definition, they can't be part of Taryag. So, you know, you start doing the math, and I'm sure you saw it in the Makoros, there's something very odd. Okay. I would disable Noam's chat, but it's just too funny. So, you know, it's, you know. Okay. Noam, that it was actually a double. It was this. Okay, so I'm just saying.
My bad.
So there's some mathematical issues there with the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. But before we get there, I just want to reflect for a second on the title. So Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, it's a little strange about that. You know, again, you wouldn't hold somebody who wasn't the Rambam to it. But Shimi, go ahead.
What's the name of a mitzvah? What's the name of a chag?
Right. This is what we call the problem of asymmetry. Right? Everybody likes to say, "Oh, the Rambam, you know, he grouped in the you know, the Zmanim Derabbanan at the end," which is fine, you know, that's a theory. But it's hard to believe that, right? It would be Purim V'Chanukah. So it's very strange. And it's again, it's hard to ask these questions methodologically unless you're dealing with the Rambam. The Rambam put in so much effort. Oh my goodness, so much effort to the way that he titled the sections. I've spoken to you guys at length about calling it Shvisas Asor instead of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. You know, the Rambam spent an enormous amount of time very close by, right before Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. The fact that the Rambam called it Hilchos Tanios, even though that's just the Divrei Sofrim, right? The real Deoraisa is the Za'aka and the Trua, as we were discussing. So that was also very telling, right, about the fact that the Rambam chose to put it in that way. So Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah is going to be a big part of our analysis here. Okay, good. So we have to at least flag that as an issue. So the way the Rambam organized it was the first two chapters are... Yeah, you want to go? Oh, of course. So the first two chapters are basically about Kriyas HaMegillah. The end of the second chapter is about the other mitzvos that you would do on Purim. The Rambam sort of tucks those into the second chapter. And then chapters 3 and 4 are about Hanukkah, with that famous introduction. The Rambam introduces the notion of Hadlakas Haneros, and then the Rambam sort of interrupts himself. And in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, he comes back to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, right? Where the Rambam talks about what the Gemara calls the three different levels, Ner Yishubeso, Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. And the Rambam has a, you know, a unique shita about that as well. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin is building off of Mahadrin against Tosfos. So who saw in the Makoros? So what does the Rambam interrupt himself with? Like, again, he introduces Chanukah. And then he says, the Chachamim Shobo Sodor, they made these days, Simcha Bahalal, Maldikim Bahen Haneros, Be'erev Al Pischei Habatim. And then the Rambam starts a huge, extensive discussion of Shemim again. Right, exactly. So the Rambam, again, very difficult. We'll get into some of the technical questions in a second, but just in terms of the, you know, if you were organizing this, so the Rambam has, you know, Hadlakas Haneros, Halel, back to Hadlakas Haneros. That's very uncharacteristic of the Rambam's approach. Again, the organization is, or seemingly lack of organization is very difficult for us to understand, and we have to relate to that point as well. There's a big problem in terms of the Rambam waiting for the last section in Sefer Zmanim to discuss Halel. I mean, think about how many opportunities there were for the Rambam to give you the halachos of Halel. I could enumerate at least 4 before you get there, right? So, I mean, you have Mada Ava Zmanim. So let's say in terms of Ava, could have been in at least two different locations. Anybody want to... Yeah, David, go ahead.
One could be Tefillah.
No doubt. No doubt. What do you think about the other one? I agree with that wholeheartedly. I'd say Hilchos Brachos also, because Brachos is a major part of the story here, right? You know, because he considers it Midivrei Sofrim, right? So he has to give this... That's where he gets into this whole discussion about, of all places, you know, that the Gemara brings it up in terms of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, right? That, oh, how do you know? You make a bracha on the mitzvah derabanan, shalavicha v'yageidcha, zekinecha v'yomrulach, that's the Ramban's big idea. Or Lo Sasar, Al Piatora Shri Yerucha, more specifically according to the Rambam. So it could have been there. Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brachos is definitely viable. Once you get into Zmanim, I think you'd probably have expected to see it where? Much earlier on in Sefer Zmanim. Eitan, back to you.
Hilchos Tefillah.
Yeah, I mean, if you hadn't dealt with it already. Well, that's a very strong candidate. That's a very strong candidate for sure. What else? Avi? Maybe even earlier in Sefer Zmanim?
Let's send it to Matzah.
Okay. All right. I would accept that. Yeah, I would even think slightly earlier, Ilan, maybe. Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. You know... Right, the Rambam it's not, you know, the Rambam isn't only focused on, you know, Isser Mulacha there and Nolad. He talks about Simchas Yamtiv. Yeah, it's a Perek Vav. It's a perfect opportunity for him to discuss Halal. Right? Simchas Yamtiv goes together with Halal. So the backloading of Halal is one of the more curious phenomenon in the third volume of the Yad HaChazaka. It really is. Correct. That's exactly right. So there are many difficulties. So again, just to review here, we've raised the problem of Megillah v'Chanukah, Shimi has. We've raised the problem of the Rambam sort of like this frame shift within Hilchos Chanukah itself, where you're doing Hadlakas Neiros and then Halel and then back to Hadlakas Neiros. Very strange. The localization of all the halachos of Halel to Hilchos Chanukah Bichlal is a strange phenomenon in its own right. And then we'll raise the mathematical issue. So again, in the Koseres, the Rambam had said, and Ben Sion was quite correct about this, there are shtayim mitzvos midivrei sofrim, right? But if you look in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, it's clear that there are, how many? Again, this is where you get the higher math involved. Noam?
Three.
Right. So 2 plus 1. Is you have Kriyas HaMegillah, right? You have Hadlakas HaNeiros, and then you have Halal. And he refers to all of them as mitzvos midivrei sofrim. So, this is so many uncharacteristic sources of really confusion. Like, it causes a lot of confusion in terms of what's happening here for the Rambam that... you know, Omer Darsheni. There's obviously a lot of work that needs to be done. Yeah, no, I see a follow-up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe like what I'm about to say, really, but maybe he thinks Megillah is Halal.
Maybe he thinks Megillah is Halal. Why don't you believe that?
Shouldn't he have said something about that? And like, why would Halal go last? Halal should have gone before Megillah if he thinks it's a subsection of it.
Okay, so for before you know, you sort of beat yourself up over here, what's the best argument to make in terms of the Rambam's conviction that Kriyas HaMegillah is Halal?
I'm not sure.
Ben Sion?
the Gemara and Erech in.
Right. Okay, so that's definitely good, because the Gemara raises it as one of three possibilities. But what's an even better argument for Noam that the Rambam believes that Hallel is, Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of Hallel? Eitan?
That's what he says?
Right. Right. You can't get any better than that.
Okay.
Right. So Noam, that's why I wasn't sure what your source of disbelief is. That's the linchpin, actually, to this whole, every question that we raised will now, sort of resolve itself based on that idea. So the Gemara has three possibilities. So Ben Sion, you're absolutely right. You have the Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, right? Truer words have never been spoken. We can really, understand, Vayasem HaMelech Achashverosh Masal Haaretz V'Iye Hayam, ready to know about Shimi's father, taking that as a special opportunity to register, his own points of view about government policy. So that may be one answer. And the other answer we talked about is Neisha B'chutz Laretz, what I like to call Pyrrhic victories. Maybe it's a Neis, it's B'chutz Laretz, but, sort of just highlights the overall futility of the situation. How happy can you possibly be? The Jet fans were experiencing this yesterday, right? Very conflicting set of emotions. The third option there is Kriyasa Zo Halila. We don't have any indication of the Gemara how we paskin. It's just the Rambam chooses that. He chooses that. And I want to just document something which I think is Mukhrach, and Noam, this is, I'm definitely fascinated to hear your response, why you were so tentative about this, but I think that it's pretty clear what's happening here for the Rambam. Okay, so let's take a look. So we said that Koseres, sorry about that, Yesh Bechal and Shtei Mitzvos Aseh Midivreyam, Ve'en Amin Aminyan. So as we know, so let's just take a look at the next two passages. One of them is obviously from the very beginning of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. This is Perek Aleph. And then from the very beginning of Perek Gimel. So Noam, if you don't mind, since you were doubting yourself here.
Wait, Dav Dama or Source 9?
Yeah, well, you can go straight to Source 9, because you got the point that I wanted out of it. The asymmetry of the names, Megillah v'Chanukah, and Shtei Mitzvos Aseh Midivrei Sofrim.
Okay, Kriyasa Megillah Bismana, Mitzvos Aseh Midivrei Sofrim.
I just think that that's a very, very funny expression. Hadvarim Yiduim.
That's what Rishonim say when it's not true.
Well, or at least that it's a kind of a controversial thing, right? Shehi Takanas Neviim. Dvarim Yiduim. Shehi Takanas Neviim. It's very interesting that the Rambam puts it that way. It's a little beyond our scope for now, but everybody should register that. Dvarim Yiduim Shehi Takanas Neviim, right? What did the Rambam really have in mind? I think it has something to do with what he later says in terms of Perek Gimel, in terms of Chanukah. Dvarim Yiduim, as opposed to what he feels he needs to explain about Chanukah, but okay. V'akol Chayavin B'Kriyasa.
V'nashim V'nashim V'gerim V'avadim Meshucharim.
Right. If it supersedes Talmud Torah, so that's a big statement. Right, it's not even really that it's doched, but that at least, right, the Rambam is basically saying, okay, you would have had a havamina to do what? It's kind of shocking, but the Rambam is not telling you that you would actually, say, skip the Megillah, but that you're going to read the Megillah after you do the Kavura, which means that the havamina was what? That Kriyas HaMegillah is so fundamental, right? It's Docha Talmud Torah that even you'd be prepared to Eitan?
Delay Kavuras Hameis?
Yeah, it's shocking, right? You know, there's an issue of Nivel Hameis going on here. People are, you know, Chesed Shel Emes. So you actually need a halacha to tell you that actually this Takanas Nevi'im, this Divrei Sofrim, so it can wait till after the person is buried. It's a clear Toraisa. It's kind of shocking. Look, if it could be Docha Talmud Torah, you know, you had to sort of figure out what the outer boundaries were. One Heyara, I think I've mentioned to you many times that I was very privileged to hear a shir from one of the Rav's really most illustrious Talmidim, Rav Ilson, Rav Chaim Ilson. Used to have a yeshiva, and unfortunately his wife passed away. He wasn't able to continue running the yeshiva. It's an enormous, enormous Talmud Chacham. He's a very, very, very clear thinker and a beautiful, beautiful shirim. Two of the most compelling shirim I ever heard in my life from him. Obviously, both around Shitas HaRambam and different topics. What else? There's a chavrus of Rav Moshe Tursky, Shem Yikom Demo, and Rav Rosenzweig, Yibad Al Ben Achayim Uvein Achayim. So Rav Ilson pointed out to us, he showed us virtually every example in the Yad HaChazaka, that whenever you're talking about ketanim, you have to be mechalik between two different expressions that the Rambam uses. Sometimes the Rambam understood that the chiyuv of chinuch inheres in the father. Katan hayode lishmor tefilav, that aviv konelo tefillin. And sometimes it inheres in the katan. And he cited this example in terms of Megillah, mechanchem mesaktanim lekrosa. Right, he doesn't mention anything about the father. He actually thinks that this is one of the derabanans of chinuch. It's always a derabanan, but the question is: does it inhere in the father? Or does it inhere in the child? Mechanchem esaktanim lekrosa. Okay, so I just wanted to raise your antennas about that. Anytime you see katan, what kind of din is it? Is it a din chinuch that inheres in the parent, or is it a din chinuch? We can't obligate a minor on a Torah level, but the rabbis can obligate a minor in something. So here it sounds like the latter variety. Okay, so the Rambam here is discussing Kriyas HaMegillah, very, very important mitzvah, even if it's only a Divrei Sofer, Metakanas Nevi'im, it pushes off Deraisas. And even Ad Kedei Kach, Chameis Mitzvah, you have to state it explicitly, otherwise you would have thought that Kriyas HaMegillah comes first. Okay, next passage. Go ahead, Noam. This is now Hilchos Chanukah, as it were.
Oh, sorry. Mipneza, I couldn't see for a second. Mipneza, Hidkinu Chachamim, Shebeoso Adorash Yush Mona Hayamim Ha'elu, Shetchilasan, Milel Chamisha, Beasrim, Bechislev, Mesimcha Bahalal, Madlikin Bahananeros, Be'erev Apit Chayavadim, Abachol Lila Vilala, Mishmana Salelo, Saharos, Ulagalas Anais. Yamim Elohein Hani Krain Chanukah, Behin Asurin, Behaspeid Vitanius, Kimea Kipurim, Vahadlaka Saneiros, Behan Mitzvah, Medivre Sofrim, Kikriyasa Megillah.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, as people are aware, this is the Rambam's, formulation of the Gemara, Kivaum Vasam Yamim Tovim, Behalel Vehoda. So the Rambam takes out Yamim Tovim, he inserts the word Simcha, a lot of Nafkamina that come from that. Right, Basar Vayayin, it's dealt with in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe there's a pseudos mitzvah. Maybe there's a din of Chayavad Masameach Banav of Nebeso Biragel. All kinds of nafkamina. Okay, so you may simcha. Halal, he kept the same. And Hoda'ah, he interpolates as Umadlikin Bohen Haneros Bo'erev Al Pischei Habatin. That's what became of Hoda'ah. Rashi learned differently. Just anybody happen to remember how Rashi learned Hoda'ah? Yeah, Ben Zion, go ahead.
I believe menorah. That might be wrong.
It is. Anybody remember how Rashi learns? I'm just scrolling down here. Eitan.
Al Hanisim?
Yeah. Nice. Right? Al Hanisim is always in Hodah, whether it's in Birkat Hamazon, whether it's in Tefillah. Okay. So that was the Rambam's version here. The Isser Hesped Vitainus, right? Kimei Hapurim, fine. V'andakas haneros behen mitzvah midivrei sofrim kikriyas hamigila. So, unless you're wise to Noam's diok, how would you interpret that line in the Rambam? That this is the Rambam's way of saying that I guess it's just, you know, it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. But Noam, I think this is probably part of what stimulated you, that, like, what's so strange about this? If you just say halakas haneros ben mitzvah midivrei sofrim, right? Well, why don't you just let good enough be good enough? What sort of jumped out at you there?
Well, they have to say they're the same.
Right, kikriyas hamigila. Like, what's that about? I mean, you know, it's true that the Rambam didn't always have the greatest confidence in our intelligence level, but it was like two prakim ago. You should remember that Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah sasemi divrei sofrim. It is the first sentence of this set of halachos. So what might the other possibility be? Halakas haneros behen mitzvah midivrei sofrim ke Kriyas HaMegillah. Ben Sion, go ahead.
It's a form of hodah.
Yeah, okay, so you've more than redeemed yourself there. Right, that he's not telling you that it's a mitzvah midivrei sofim, but, you know, just like Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah midivrei sofim, but he's telling you something more important than that. Namely, what I told you about Kriyas HaMegillah, which we'll, you know, get back to, the very nature of Kriyas HaMegillah is something that you should understand to be critical to the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Now, the Rambam has already said, and we read it inside, right, that Neros Chanukah do what? When the Gemara said Hodah, he inserts Neros Chanukah, but the Rambam has already indicated, and there will be more indications later, right, Laharos Lulagalos Hanes, right, that it's a form of publicizing, you know, something of a great miracle that took place. So that would, you know, be a very clear indication that there might be some room for Ben Sion's suggestion, that there's some thematic overlap. It's not just telling you the status of Hadlakas HaNeros as a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, but that thematically, whatever you think Kriyas HaMegillah is coming to achieve, so the same is true in terms of Neros Chanukah. I know I have to let you go for Mincha, but I just wanted to establish the point that I mentioned. We'll read the whole thing inside tomorrow. But Noam, because you mentioned this, let's just read the last line in the 11th source and we'll come back to it. V'lo siknu halel. Right, so the Rambam's position is kriyasa zo halila. So when you plug that back in, Hadlakas haneros ben mitzvah midivrei sofim kikriyas hamegillah, you understand that the Rambam is telling you that these things are all deeply related. Kriyas hamegillah is a form of halel, and hadlakas haneros is a form of halel. Now, it's really compelling in the sense that these are the two, what I'd like to call, you'll permit the expression, alternative forms of halal. See, typically, remember, this is the whole analysis of the Ramban, but typically halal takes on the form of Tehillim, Mizmorim, Kufyud Gimel to Kufyud Ches, but maybe there are alternative forms of halal, such as Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaZo Halila. Maybe there's an alternative form of halal. This is really neat. It's a silent halal. It's a visual halal. We call that Hadlakas Neros. It's deeply related to the notion of halal in the mornings, the verbal. So when you talk about hadlakas haneros being a mitzvah midivrei sofim, kikriyas halal, a kikriyas hamegillah. Rather, it you get to a pretty deep place. It goes beyond just kriyas hazoh halila. And what Benitzion was saying is maybe the Rambam's point was that these are the two alternative versions of Hallel. The silent Hallel and the alternative text, the Hayne Megillas Esther. I like those ideas. And I think we can even take these ideas further than we have. Of course, if this is all true, right, then it really, you know, the mathematical problem that was pointed out before starts to resolve itself. As does the notion of interruption. Hadlakas haneros, Hallel, hadlakas haneros, if you're willing to go down this road. What we haven't explained is why you'd localize, why you'd pass up, like as David was saying, on Hilchos Brachos, on Hilchos Tefillah, on Hilchos Shvisas Yamtev, on Hilchos maybe Chametzu Matzah, Shofar Sukar Lulav, and you'd wait for Hilchos Chanukah, that we'll have to get to tomorrow. We haven't dealt with that issue yet. But it all is part of this package here. Okay, excellent. So let's hold it up. I know I want to make sure people can dive in before Shkia. I know some people are running to Minyanim now. God willing, what we'll do is tomorrow we'll finish the entire sugya in the first period. People more or less finish the makoros? Okay, great. So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish up the sugya and we'll start next sugya, second period, at least with Chavrusa, if not... say things inside. I wanted to do one last piece of Bali Rabbali Matze, the Ramban Rambam issue that I've been alluding to. So we'll start that, God willing, tomorrow. Okay, everybody, be safe, be well, and we'll see you. See everybody. Excuse me. See everybody tomorrow, God willing, in person.
Thank you.
Okay.